Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TIFF is almost over now, but there's still one day left to see some films. And although there aren't many famous people appearing on King Street West this year, there are a lot of movies about celebrities. How they rise to fame and how they're often dragged back down again by the voracious paparazzi-fueled press. So, this week I'm looking at three TIFF movies, two biopics and one dramedy, about female celebrities who just want to be loved. There's a newscaster in Paris who is part of the news, a princess in England who's part of the royals, and a televangelist who's the target of the mainstream press. The Eyes of Tammy Faye, directed by Michael Showalter. Tammy Faye, played by Jessica Chastain, is a televangelist. Born in International Falls, Minnesota, a small town on the Canadian border, she's raised by a strict mother, played by Cherry Jones, who calls her a harlot. She's born again in a Pentecostal church in her town where she's speaking in tongues from an early age. Later, at Bible college, she meets her future husband, Jim Baker, played by Andrew Garfield. He rejects the dour talk of sin and instead subscribes to a charismatic evangelism, one where all are welcome regardless of belief or denomination. Wealth, not poverty, is desirable in his world. Tammy loves his ideas and him, but she wears makeup and bright colors, and they soon end up in bed together and married. They're expelled from the school, but they bounce back. Tammy makes an ugly little puppet out of a bubble bath container to attract kids to their revival meetings. Their popularity takes off, and before you know it, they're regulars on Pat Robertson's Christian TV show. They break away to form their own satellite-powered TV network later on, attracting viewers and followers worldwide. Millions and millions of people who enthusiastically send tons of cash to them to keep the show running. Tammy's songs hit the Christmas music chart. She's a good singer, and Jessica Chastain sings all her songs in the film. While Jim expands their financial holdings, opening things like theme parks. Tammy and Jim love the wealth and luxury the show brings in, the mink coats and the fancy homes. Their sex life, however, takes a dive. Neglected by her husband, Tammy is attracted to handsome men. And so, it appears, is Jim. So she turns to Ativan and Diet Coke to keep her engine running. But they're facing trouble. The mainstream press exposes scandal after scandal, and lurking in the background is the Christian right, led by the notorious Jerry Falwell. Very well played by Vincent D'Onofrio. Can their marriage last? Will their financial empire stay afloat? Will Tammy's mom ever learn to respect her? And will the people always love her? The Eyes of Tammy Faye is a stylized, tongue-in-cheek biopic about the rise and fall of a televangelical superstar. Title refers to her eyes, both the odd, gaudy, false eyelashes and makeup she wears, as well as her trademark tears that she could generate on command. Jessica Chastain creates this unforgettable character through the use of facial prosthetics and heavy-duty makeup as she gradually ages. She mainly plays Tammy for the laughs, I think. There's a wide streak of camp running through the entire film, but there's also some heart behind it. And on the serious side, it points out that Tammy was an advocate for AIDS patients at the same time when Falwell was publicly attacking them. I quite enjoy the movie. It's a lot of fun with tons of flashy color and splashy music. It's clearly Oscar bait. This is Jessica Chastain looking for some golden statues, but that doesn't detract from the enjoyment of just watching it. France, written and directed by Bruno Dumont. France Demeure, played by Léa Seydoux, is a TV news reporter, anchor person, and commentator in Paris, like none other. One day she's flying off to a war front in the Sahel. The next she's mediating between two famous political commentators. She's beautiful, she's talented, and she's loved by millions. At a presidential press conference, only she can upstage Macron. Her husband Fred is a novelist, and they live with her son Jojo in this a flat that's more like an art museum than a home. And with the constant help of Lou, played by Blanche Gardin, her assistant and manager, she navigates from one success to the next. She's untouchable until something throws her off kilter. Her car, which is caught in traffic, accidentally bumps into a young man on a motorcycle, hurting his leg. Baptiste is a working class guy, the son of Algerians, and France is mortified. So she goes out of her way to visit the family, showering them with gifts, but a deep down depression starts to take hold. Her self-confidence is fading, and she's prone to break into tears at the first provocation. Fred finally sends her off to an alpine spa to recover, and there she meets a guileless young man named Charles, played by Emmanuel Arioli, who has never heard of her. Is he the answer to her prayers, or just the latest obstacle in her descent deeper and deeper into the abyss? France is a satirical dramedy about France, the country, its politics, celebrities, and news media. You may have seen the 1987 film Broadcast News, and like that one, exposes the falsity and contrivedness of the whole news industry. The posing, the reshooting of answers in an interview, the staging of scenes, even during a war. But just as the film exposes the tricks and manipulations of reporting, Bruno Dumont, the filmmaker himself, relies on his own contrived story. Poor France Demeure, poor France. She's subject to Dumont's morbidly humorous plot turns, inflicting more and more calamities on this poor, hapless character. France Demeure is Dumont's Job, and he really makes her suffer. The film, France, kept me interested all the way through, and Léa Seydoux is really good in her role as a manipulative but likable celebrity. But the thing is, it goes on way too long. One of those movies where it feels like it's about to end, but it doesn't. France may be a flawed movie, but it's still worth seeing. Spencer, directed by Pablo Larraín. It's Christmas Eve in 1990. Princess Diana, played by Kristen Stewart, is late for lunch. Unheard of. She's driving to Sandringham Castle and has lost her way. She grew up in a country home right nearby. Eventually, she's rescued by Darren, the palace chef, played by Sean Harris, who runs his kitchen like a military battalion. But Diana doesn't want to be there. She hates the weird family traditions she's forced to follow, things like sitting on a scale when you enter to see how many pains you're going to gain feasting over Christmas. This isn't much fun for someone who has bulimia, like Diana. She dreads the clothes and the jewels she's forced to wear, and she can't stand the family dinner. She feels the royals can all read her mind. Her only allies are her young sons, William and Harry, with whom she can act like a normal mom, and her dresser and confidant, Maggie, played by Sally Hawkins, who she feels she can tell anything. So why is she so distraught? Well, among other things, she has found out her husband's having an affair. The constant hounding by the dreaded cameraman is deadly, but even worse are the palace rules enforced by this cryptic royal military officer, Major Alistair Gregory, played by Timothy Spall, who feels it's his duty to police everything she does. He follows her everywhere. He knows exactly what's happening, and she despises him for it. He sews her curtains shut to stop the photographers, he says, and banishes Maggie, her friend and confidant, from the castle. And as the 3 days around Christmas come to pass, Diana's depression and anger make way for paranoid delusions. Is she a princess or a prisoner? And can she ever get away from this awful gilded life? Spencer is an experimental film that looks at 3 days in Diana's life, her last one spent as a member of, unofficially, of the royal family. It's beautifully done, costumes, sets, everything, but in a highly interpretive way. She's constantly haunted by the ghost of Anne Boleyn, who was killed by Henry VIII. She feels she's the next one to be beheaded. She seeks solace in a scarecrow she finds on her father's estate next door, and her dreams, fantasies, and realities blend. This is a beautiful movie, marvelously made. At certain angles, Kristen Stewart does look just like Diana, but this is really a fictional interpretation of a character that she and the director create. She doesn't try too hard to match Diana's class and accent, just her thoughts and mood. So if you're a stickler for historical accuracy and you like the stodgy royal characters, this one is not for you. But if you can approach it instead as an experimental and surreal character study of a troubled woman, I think you'll love it like I do. All three of these movies played at TIFF. Spencer opens in November. The Eyes of Tammy Faye starts this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.